Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says China is behind a massive attack into the Marriott hotel chain, a hack that collected information on as many as 500 million guests. Here he is on Fox and Friends this morning.
They're conducting espionage and influence operations here in the United States.
The latest one was the Marriott. 500 million guests there have their security breached.
They have committed cyber attacks across the world.
NPR's Greg Myrie reports on how this fits into China's sweeping espionage efforts.
The Marriott hack is seen as just one part of China's comprehensive effort to vacuum up as much raw American data as possible. Here's California's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein speaking more broadly on Chinese spying at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today.
The Chinese government has deliberately and purposely created a system of maximum information extraction.
In the Marriott case, cyber intruders scooped up the names of guests, along with their phone numbers, passport, and credit card details. This could help China construct profiles on government, military, and business leaders. Now, Russian hacking gets most of the attention, but many see China as the bigger threat. And it's not traditional spy versus spy, says Dean Chang of the Heritage Foundation. Here's what he told the Senate committee.
I think it is much more useful to think of China as employing whole of society, where it is not only military entities and intelligence entities, but industrial, financial, and corporate entities.
Analysts and government officials say these Chinese efforts are sometimes legal. The Chinese invest in Silicon Valley startups to get access to new technology. They send some of their top scientists to American universities for advanced research.
No one begrudges a nation that generates the most innovative ideas and from them develops the best technology.
That's John Demers of the Justice Department. But Demers and other U.S. officials say that in addition to legal activity, China often tries to steal cutting-edge military and medical technologies from U.S. firms.
The playbook is simple. Rob, replicate, and replace. Rob the American company of its intellectual property, replicate that technology, and replace the American company in the Chinese market and one day in the global market.
He says the Justice Department is currently prosecuting 4 espionage cases involving China. He declined to say how many more might be coming. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.